Maybe you remember you sent me a letter from a French man. Mm-hmm. I wrote to him and he replied. And I think you said the only thing we have to say, the most important thing we have to say is he is among us again. The big man said we can find in the Bible that when somebody says says to you he is here or he is there, do not believe it. So what could I answer to him?
Okay, does anybody know the answer to that question? No, the question is, the Bible says, if they told you go to the mountain, in the mountain, you not go to the mountain. If they said it's in the desert, and they don't go to the desert. If they said it's in the London, don't go to the London, or here or there. What is the answer to that question?
Internet.
Exactly. Okay, am I in the... Am I in the internet? Okay. The question is, I see that in the Bible it says, when they say Christ is in the street or is in the desert or in the mountain, here or there, do not go. And Shwari is saying, what is the answer to that? Somebody is asking him that, because we are saying, I am in Albuquerque or here or in desert or anything, so it's against Bible's teaching. Now, Ishwara Saraji is going to answer your question.
Oh, okay.
What's your answer?
My answer is that none of the others
control
the prophecies.
No, it's not. Saraji, go ahead.
I don't know how to answer that. Well, we don't say that Maitreya is, that you need to come physically to a place where Maitreya is. Maitreya is talking to the world through the computer, through the internet. That's never ever happened before, where God's messenger comes and talks to everyone around the world through the computer.
Yes, the question is what? The question is, if they say he is in a desert, don't go. If he's in a mountain, don't go. If it's in a London, if it's in the east or west or not north, don't go there. We don't say you come here. We don't say where Maitreya is. We just say come to the conference and ask your questions. You don't have to go anywhere. You have to stay. You can stay wherever you are, and at the same time be in touch with the revelation, Maitreya, and the mission. Of course, besides that, you know, the messenger of God have to fulfill the prophecies and open the seventh seal and the book which was filled, you know, sealed with the seven seals. Those are what? Those are for confirmation for you that you realize you find the right person. Okay? That how many people are there that are saying they're Christ? How many people are there that are saying they're Maitreya? Okay, but how many of them fulfill the prophecies? How many people opened the seven seals, unified the religions of the world, brought the governmental system that is going to work for the whole world, and unify and bring peace to humanity? Okay, then if you realize, okay, these things are fulfilled, therefore I realize this person is not just saying he is Christ or he is Messiah or he is the prophet of God, because he has fulfilled this thing. So it's confirmation for me that he is saying the truth and he is from God, and what he says makes sense based on the scripture. He's not saying something he's not out of the scriptures. It is based on the word of God for the last 6,000 years. And he's not saying something that, you know, out of the blue because he thinks or he feels or his opinion or the society supports his ideas. Therefore, he's saying those things to get more members to add to come to him and make as much money out of them as possible and all that. So we can see, we can look at this thing, and this is the confirmation for you. But that prophecy, that wording in the Bible, it says, don't go here, don't go there, don't exactly same. It says, you don't have to come here. Even the feast doesn't have to be here anymore. You can do it wherever you are at the same time, be connected to us. So the fulfillment of that wording, when they ask you a question, okay, well, he says, don't go to desert, don't go to Abukoki, don't go here, don't go there. Exactly that's what happened. God even then knew he's going to have the internet. God knew he's going to have the connection that his revelation is going to go to them. They don't have to come to this place. And therefore, we can see that prophecy and that word in Bible is also fulfilled. And that is true. You don't have to go anywhere. Sadhguru has some follow-up, I guess.
Well, it's so interesting too. In 1982, Benjamin Cran came out and said, Maitreya will talk to everyone around the world in the same instant. Mm-hmm. And in 1982, we could not understand what that meant. Now, with the internet connections around the world, we can understand what it meant.
Okay. It's just a, it reminds me of a Star Trek movie I saw. It was about the Klingons, that they are waiting for their Messiah, the person who taught them the warrior clan. What's his name? The person they follow? Even Isaac doesn't remember. Anyway. Yeah. And let's open. Does anybody know the name of their teacher? Anyway, okay, open it. Okay. Okay, but anyway, he also was prophesied he's going to come in 1,000 years. So, 1,000 years came, and very close to it, and he didn't show up. But some people had his blood in the tip of a dagger. Okay. And they used that blood and made a clone out of him. And he came back, the clone came back, and they taught him all about that person. What is his name? Anyway, and the clone came, and everybody was upset because they were waiting for him to come. And the clone came, and eventually, you know, somebody realized that maybe that's what he meant. He's going to return, but not the way everybody else expecting him to return as that person 1,000 years ago, but science is going to go in the point that they can clone him and he can come back as any person. But the person was a person, the same person, because it was a clone of that original being. Okay. So our understanding of God's word not always is the same as the way it works, you know. Probably when he said he talks to people, everybody thought he's going to talk telepathically, which God does, you know. Just see how people's consciousness are changing, you know, to a new level of humanity. People like talking about the unity. People talk about the, you know, we have to tolerate, you know, we have to realize differences in cultures. They didn't think about or talk about these things 50 years ago. The only thing they talked about, what is it in for me? Nobody cares about anybody else or any other culture, any other color or anything. The people weren't that aware. But this awareness is becoming more and more popular to humanity that we have to get along. We are just one planet. Even we have problems, it's no longer in a one border. Pollution doesn't understand borders. It goes from one country to another country. It is something global. Okay? When a nuclear disaster happens, it's not belong to one nation. It belongs to the whole world. Okay? The problems of the ozone layer is not a national problem. It's an international problem. If something happened to Africa or Asia, it's no longer Africa or Asian's problem. It's the whole world's problem. Our economical system, our, you know, distribution system, everything is interrelated. Okay, it's no longer you know, we can have that consciousness of isolationist and say, no, well, as soon as we take care of ourselves, we're going to be okay. That's not true anymore. So you can see that that telepathical, that trend, that evolutionary process is going toward that unity, and it is happening, and everybody hears it. Okay, people are starting talking about the unity, and that everywhere. Okay? So we can see that is happening everywhere, but at the same time, you know, God fulfilled His word in the Bible that if they said it in the mountain, if it's in London, if it's here, or in Albuquerque even, it doesn't matter anymore, because you don't have to come here to hear the revelation. You don't have to be here to hear my word. You can be anywhere in the world. Just click on the conference in the mission website, and then voila, you are there. You are with us. You can hear me. Okay. So tell him that internet is the fulfillment of that prophecy and that sentence. That when they say wherever he is, you don't have to go. You can hear him right here and now in the conference room, and he can just come and join us and ask any question he has. And if he want to confirm that I am who I say I am, then look at the prophecies and the opening of the seven seals and the opening of the two seals, the seven seals. That is the confirmation. Internet is the fulfillment for that sentence. Does it make sense? It does.
Yes, it does make sense. The complete sentence is there are a lot of sentences where it is said in the Bible that if somebody say is here or in the desert and so on, but the very sentence is do not believe it. No? Do not go there.
No. I think the sentence is do not go there. Or is it do not believe it? I think the sentence is do not go. I don't think it says do not believe it. Do you have the Bible there with you? Yes. Can I ask a question?
I have no Bible here on the piano, but I can find it very fast on the internet.
Okay, tell me. Okay. Yeah. Why don't you wait? Why don't you find the sentence, exact sentence, and let us see what it is? I think it says, "Don't go."
The action train. Nobody told him to come. How did he find it? You know, it says, you know, if somebody tells you that he's here or there, don't go. But when you find it yourself, he went to you.
No, he's not talking about himself. He's talking about another person.
I know. He's talking about the Frenchman who wrote to you, and the Frenchman is saying,
I see what you mean.
Okay. You see what I'm saying?
That Frenchman. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very good. Good point. I love it. I'll let him know. Let's talk about it.
Did you find it? Yeah. We've got a concordance
there. I got a Bible in my room.
Leave the Bible down. But she's going to look at the accordance. Okay, open.
Here it is. Oh. Okay. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
Okay. What is it in what part of Bible?
Matthew 24:23.
Okay, open the sentence. Is it over? Okay, Ishvara, we find the sentence. It says, believe it. Say the sentence.
And if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
Say a couple of sentences at a time. If some.
Oh, then if any man shall say unto you.
If the sentence is, therefore, if any man shall say unto you,
lo, here is Christ.
Lo, here is the Christ.
Or there.
Or there.
Believe it not.
Believe it not. Okay. So look at the sentence. Sentence is, if somebody told you, okay, you have no idea where he is. somebody came to you and say, Christ is in London, believe it not. If they come to you, tell you that. But as Mom was just pointing it out, we didn't tell that person where Christ is. He found it himself in internet and wrote to us. Right? So in a way, nobody told him where he is or is not. Okay? But Mr. Cram is telling everyone he is in London.
Okay.
Then believe it not.
And there's but, another verse.
Huh?
There's another verse.
Okay. Wherefore, if you will read it
over there.
Okay. Thank you. Sarge is going to read it to us. Another something.
These verses are in chapter 24 of Matthew. And then there's another verse. Verse 26. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. And then the next verse is, For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Okay. Another point is, when somebody tells you, He's Christ, or that one is Christ, or another Christ, don't believe it, don't go. What? You have to prove it to yourself. Not just by listening to other people's what they believe, who is Christ, who is not Christ. How many people are the follower of many Christs out there? You put it there up at the focus of life, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, it's
smell.
What is that smell?
It's
smelling.
It's
burning. Oh, put the camera away from the back.
Let me get
the shadow. Okay. Okay, so we have a problem here with the light.
Is it burning the camera?
It means so. Okay. Well. Anyway, another way to look at it is. If somebody tells you he is there and he is the Christ, that one is Christ, he is in the desert, he is in London, he is in India, here or there, don't believe it. Why not? Prove it to yourself. Not what somebody is telling you, you know, he is the Christ, he is not Christ, and where he is and where he is not. And that is another way to look at it. Okay. Okay. Just Kyosha has something to ask.
This goes right along with all of this. It's a little tiny piece of my testimony, and it's interesting how well it fits in this puzzle. When I knew Anand Damas, she was called Dolores, and she told me that the Christ was in Albuquerque. And I didn't know what to think. I thought, is she crazy or is she telling the truth? So what I did is I went and I prayed and prayed, and God gave me the answer that yes, that was the truth. So you see, in a way, I was shown exactly for me to believe instead of just listening because she said where the Christ was.
You put the microphone under your chin when you talk. Okay. Alright, well, okay, that's another you know, way to look at it. That, again, you don't believe people. You don't believe what they say. You know, you prove it to yourself. Okay, if that's what they say is true. Okay, you just don't say somebody says, Christ is here, you're wrong here. Actually, the people who do that are not very strong disciples. There are the people who just going with the word of other people, not by their own understanding and proving what is correct and what's not correct. So that is why that sentence again, in another way, is saying that you have to prove it yourself. So one way to look at it, you don't have to go anywhere. Internet comes to you, okay? you don't look for the Christ in the desert or on the mountain. You go and listen to him and to see what he says, that if it makes sense, then it proves to you he's the one. Other one is you don't just follow other people's words, but you prove it yourself. And so anyway you look at it, it's fulfilled in our case. And the answer to that gentleman is all about. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that makes a great sense. Thank you very much. Thank God.
Thank God. That clears it up.
Yeah, thanks God.